This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan. Andy Behrens is on the show at 1. A little fantasy football breakdown ahead of your week 1 matchup. David Deal on college football at 1:30 as we get ready for week number 2, we'll preview the Pats and the Chiefs at 12:45. Want to talk a little Kirk Cousins, set some expectations for this season coming up next segment. But we got Rob Carlin on, who doubles not only as a host, an analyst on Comcast Sportsnet, but also as my doctor today.
The gout whisperer.
So I have been behind the scenes, Rob. People don't know this. I have been texting you for 2 days, just constant questions about gout. And we had ruled out gout yesterday, hadn't we?
Yes, I had given you my professional diagnosis was not gout. However, this is a literal and figurative fluid situation, and now it is trending in a bad direction for you.
As of this second right now, do you think I have the gout?
Wait, is he caught up? Does Rob know all the details
and
things?
Yes, he does. Okay, now, he I can, for people that don't
Danny,
know exactly what's going on, I mean, Rob's been getting text messages for 48 hours.
Yes, and just a string of them. Before I could answer any one text, three more texts had come
right in.
So, yes, I believe I'm fully caught up to date. I'm still, I would say 75% now thinking it could be gout. However, when I got it the first time, and even this last time, which was a couple of months ago, it is... such excruciating pain that what the 25% that's making me think no is that you're at work and talking on the radio.
Okay, but
because
let me
I
say
had
this.
I called out of work for almost a week because I couldn't walk on it.
I don't want to pat myself on the back. I have a really good pain threshold to the point where when I had to get my appendix taken out, okay, I was like army crawling through the parking lot to the urgent care.
No anesthesia, just a fist.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like army crawling into the urgent care place. I was like, I got a stomach ache. I don't know. And they're like, well, are you sure it's just a stomach ache? I'm like, yes, something's wrong. And they're like, you know that your appendix basically is bursting, right? I'm like, no, I had a broken bone. The only bone I've ever broken in my life. I was walking around an airport limping, and my dad's like, what's wrong with you? And I was a kid. And I was like, I don't know, my foot hurts. And we went, and they're like, you have a broken bone in your foot. So my point is,
he's really tough, is his
I'm
point.
I'm a tough son of
he's
a gun.
He's really
Rob.
Tough.
That's
really
why.
Really tough
but
son of a gun.
Danny can speak to this. I cannot move. I legitimately was wiping tears out of my eyes walking through the parking lot today to get to the building.
Now Uncle Rob, the gout whisperer, when are the flare-ups? Like when? Because it's not all the time. It's not 24/7
every
day.
And let me say this for people that don't know what's going on, too. This all started, I woke up on Labor Day Monday morning at like 6 in the morning with a throbbing foot in my bed.
We are, the trending is going way up. We're at 93%.
Oh, no.
93%, yeah. The waking up in the morning out of nowhere, the first time I got it, I was living and working in Birmingham, and it was the same thing. I woke up probably 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to have to cut my foot off. What is wrong? I was in agony, couldn't put any pressure on it. I called a buddy of mine to come get me, to take me to the hospital. Because I legitimately was like, there's something seriously wrong with me.
Correct.
And you know, I didn't have crutches or anything. So I took the only thing I could find to help me, which was a baseball bat.
Yep.
Like a signed baseball bat. And I used that as a crutch, which, you know, when you walk into an emergency room with a baseball bat in your hands, let me tell you, they don't take kindly to that.
Yeah,
so I had security. Yeah. So, I had to go in, and then they walked out. So my foot, is your foot swollen and a little bit red?
So I don't think my foot
Here, show
is
me your
swollen.
Foot. Show
I'm
going to
take
foot.
Off my, the problem is taking off and putting on my shoe is the most painful thing in the world.
Yeah. I was in slippers all summer.
But Uncle Rob,
I mean, right now, taking off my shoe, I could scream at the top of my lungs.
Grant started not that bad, and it's getting worse. Is that gout-like?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
He's
he
literally can't, he can barely take off his shoe. It looks like it hurts so much.
It's off. It's off.
Yeah, now, dude, 94%.
Now, Uncle Rob, when are the flare-ups? When does it happen? Is it any correlation like when the Mets fall another 10 games back? Like, is that when it flares up for you, or what is it? Is it stress?
If that's what it was, Danny, I would have been suffering this for my whole life. So
it does look a little
Mets
bit
related.
Swollen, I feel like.
All right, can you put your foot up on the desk right here?
Yeah. Do I have to put both feet next to each other?
So I need comparison, yeah. So is it usually both feet or one at a time?
One foot. It's usually one foot at a time.
Oh, Rob, it's
and
swollen.
You'll know.
Swollen.
You think it's swollen?
It's swollen. It's without question, it's swollen. Can you put it up? You put it up here where my hand is? Oh, dude, it's puffy.
Is it?
Oh, it's puffy like me after carbs.
I'm getting nauseous. I'm getting nauseous listening to this because I know.
Dude, it is definitely really swollen.
It's swollen on the bottom, Rob, but then it's
95%
really swollen on top. You can see it. Like, it's like a.
Now we're up to 95% gout.
It's like the bread. Like I'm looking at the bottom of his foot, right, Rob? You can picture it.
95% a minute ago.
I look at the bottom of his foot. I can see the outsides of the top of his foot, like bread,
Rob,
swelling in the oven.
I feel like gout wouldn't be. Like, it's sore to the touch. Like, when I touch
that's
it,
gout,
worse.
Dude.
Excruciating. Excruciating
and
to the touch.
If I'm just walking on flat ground, it's I'd say a 7 out of 10 painful. I stepped today on a towel on my floor after getting out of the shower, and the change in, like, levelness, I screamed audibly.
Screamed. So not your blanket, but, like, the top sheet on your bed. Which weighs nothing. It weighs nothing.
It hurts.
When that would touch my toe, it would be excruciating pain. I'd have to lay with my foot raised with nothing on it for fear of anything touching it.
Yes.
And, yeah, so there was years ago when I first got this and moved back to, I don't remember when I was talking. You know what? Even before I ever had gout, now that I'm thinking about it, this is years ago when I was working in Baltimore and when the Ravens first moved there. And it was the equivalent of a Maurice Harris type guy. It was a wide receiver at the end of the roster. And we just started talking one day, and he said that he had gout. And I was like, well, I don't know what that is. That sounds awful.
Yeah, what is that?
And he was like, yeah. And he was like, well, I was like, didn't that go away with like polio? Like, didn't they figure out the gout like 100 years ago?
Is that scurvy?
And,
is that what that is? Yeah.
Right, exactly. And he was like, dude, I'd rather go over the middle 20 times a game and get popped than deal with gout. It's that painful. And I was like, ooh, that sucks, man. That sucks for you. And then fast forward like 6 years, and I was literally crying in my room by myself in Birmingham, Alabama, thinking my foot was going to have to be cut off.
The picture Dar just posted on Twitter, at Brendan Dar, looks like my foot is extremely swollen, to be honest with you.
I posted mine on Facebook this last one, and it was the most swollen it's ever been.
You got reported by a bunch of people.
But listen, two things.
So many people were angry with me, like, I don't like feet when they're not swollen and disgusting. That is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Let me do this, though. I have two reasons why I'm hoping for plantar fasciitis, okay?
I heard you say you've never rooted for plantar fasciitis more in your life.
It's
very funny.
Thank you. I'm begging for plantar fasciitis. Here's what I'm thinking. Number one, you and every person I talked to yesterday, now everyone's telling me I have gout, but they all said, well, if it's not, my toes, I could hit my toes with a hammer. It wouldn't hurt right now. My toes are irrelevant. My toes have had nothing to do with this. They couldn't have less to do with this. So that, to me, makes me think it's not gout, because toes are very involved in gout, number one. And then number two, I don't really remember what number two was, but that was the number one reason.
Well, it's the joint. It's the joint. It's not necessarily your toe. It's the joint at the bottom of your toe. So it's really around, like, the side and top of your foot, around to the bottom of your foot. It's the whole
side and top of my foot.
Okay, Uncle Rob, quickly.
96%.
I hate everything about this segment.
But quickly.
96%.
Because we do have to get rid of it. We have to do the sports show again at some point.
Yes.
So we're ending out there. But I have a question that's relevant to you.
Okay.
Uncle Rob, here's my question. What awaits Grant if it is gout?
This is what I want to know.
What is his fate?
Because
tell him what's in store.
Because I lost 70 pounds eating basically red meat, chicken, and vegetables, and now if you're telling me that I can't eat red meat, what am I supposed to eat and my life stinks?
What's in store for him?
I moved to Annapolis 2 years ago, and I had been on I'm just going to limit what I eat. Because when they first told me, the doctors was like, do you eat red meat, shellfish, drink beer, wine? I was like, yep, all those. So if you got a pill, like, just give me that pill. So I'm eating all of those things. I'm not giving up a single one of those things. And so I tried to limit it and deal with it and live with it and whatever. And it just got to the point where it's happening so often. So I moved to Annapolis 2 years ago, and that's when this really kicked in. And they were like, yeah, no more beer and no more shellfish and no more red meat. I was like, I'm crabs and drink beer on someone's boat. Like, that's why I moved here, for that.
Are you allowed to eat chicken?
Yeah. I eat more chicken. All I eat is chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken,
exhausting.
Chicken.
So can I eat turkey?
All I eat is turkey, as it turns out, is not great for it, but and let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, though. What's the most frustrating, and I know, like, you've lost 70 pounds. I saw the pictures. I was like, dude, that doesn't look like him. There's just sort of a thing out there, and you don't know, is it red meat that does it? Is it shellfish? You just don't know. So the doctor's like, well, just give up all of them. I was like, what? How is that the answer? He's like, well, do you want to deal with this? I was like, no. He's like, then give up all of them.
I'm just telling you right now.
It's so unfair.
If I lost 70 pounds to get healthier and now I have gout,
yeah,
I'm going to be insufferable. I'm going to be a terrible person.
Which is the worst. Well, hey, at least you're not traveling anymore, because, as you know, when you travel to road games, that's all you do is go to steakhouses on the road.
Of course. Well, by the way, that's what I do 4 nights a week in D.C. That's what my normal life
anymore.
Is just going and eating steak everywhere.
Oh, you guys.
Not anymore. And, by the way, when this all started, when Brendan texted me, I was driving with my wife, and she's like, oh, tell him to call me, and if it's not him, tell his fiancé to call me, because I've got stories to tell. And then what's funny is, you're supposed to eat cherries. Like, cherries are very good for you. So when my wife was like, just eat the cherries, I was like, I don't like cherries. She's like, eat the cherries.
Eat the cherries.
So I ate the cherries. I ate the cherries for the first time. I didn't know there was a pit in it. And I cracked my tooth.
That's
my life.
That's my life.
I had to go get my tooth fixed.
That is a yard
sale. While
having
a gout flare up. Because I listened to my wife.
Will I know tonight if it's gout? Will I know right away when I go to urgent care?
If they take, which, by the way, the first time in Birmingham, the biggest needle I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're not going to like this test, by the way.
Oh, great. That's fun.
Right in your toe.
So pissed.
Right in your toe. And they went right in and extracted what looked like a pound of fluid out of my foot. And I think I knew within a couple of hours. If you go and take a blood test at the doctor, you'll probably have to wait a couple of days. But they'll take out that needle, and you're going to be like, you're not putting that anywhere in my body.
You're not going to believe how big your needle is, by the way. I didn't want to break that to you.
Thank you, Rob.
Not going to believe.
Thanks, Doc.
Hey, my pleasure. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks. Thanks, pal. I need everyone to understand we're having a good time and everyone's laughing.
I'm sorry, dude.
This pain on a 1 to 10 scale is a 9.5.
It looks bad.
And putting on my shoe while he was talking, putting it back on.
The wincing. I felt I was cringing
I couldn't
on your
cry.
Behalf.
I mean, if you have gout, God bless you. I feel terrible for you. I hope I'm not one of you. I just do. Plantar fasciitis for the win.
We've got about 3 hours until we know.
I want turf toe or something. I want a broken, 7 broken bones in my foot, and I didn't know about it.
My initial diagnosis sounds less and less likely. I think Uncle Rob may be right, dude. I feel bad.
Grant and Danny on the fan. Kirk Cousins forecast for the season next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.